George Jenkins is best known as the founder of Florida's iconic supermarket, Publix. He's not just remembered for a grocery chain that's lasted nearly 90 years. To Jenkins, Publix was also a philosophy of service to his employees and his community. A performing arts high school in Lakeland took that legacy and made it into a musical. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez reports.
We have inside us a chorus of voices that questions our questions, chastises our choices.
The story begins way before the pub subs, before the chicken tenders, and before the green aprons. Publix began with George Jenkins. In the late 1920s, he was managing a Piggly Wiggly grocery store. He had some ideas about improving his store in Winter Haven, so he went to visit the owner of Piggly Wiggly in Atlanta. Jenkins waited outside his office and never got a meeting.
They wouldn't even talk to you?
No. I could hear him in his office talking about golf. I can't work for a company that treats people like that.
That's freshman Matthew Word playing George Jenkins, founder of Publix, and senior Audrey Fisher playing George's mom.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just start my own store or something.
When the world ties you down with all the small things, don't forget when you dream, dream big dreams.
The opening song, When You Dream, it's also the title of the musical, was performed in April by students at Harrison School for the Arts in Lakeland, where Jenkins lived most of his life and where Publix is headquartered.
I wanted to write about the influence he had.
Daryl Ward is the school's principal. He wrote the lyrics and script. About 2 years ago, the Lakeland Chamber of Commerce approached Ward about coming up with a creative way to honor Jenkins' legacy.
When we were brainstorming, you were tossing out different ideas. I said, you know, I can write a musical. And they kind of laughed, the people at the table. And I said, no, I'm serious. I think I can.
So Ward has a background in writing, but no expertise in musicals. He eventually landed on a 30-minute story told as a series of snapshots about Jenkins helping his employees and his community. The story just had one caveat.
I was very intentional in the script and in all the lyrics. I never mentioned the word Publix once. Publix was quite clear. They didn't want it to be this great Publix commercial.
There are still plenty of Publix images on stage. Susie Lambert is a voice teacher for the musical theater department at Harrison. She was also one of the musical's directors. With the blessing of Publix, she took some of the cast and crew right to the source to help stage the show.
We went to a Publix and we grabbed grocery carts, shopping baskets, and milk crates, and created these dances and moments.
You caused them to see. It's all about us and not about me. You helped to lift them, put their stake in the ground. It's easy to do with good people all around.
In this scene, employees are dressed in black aprons with the Publix logo. They swirl around Jenkins, pushing grocery carts.
I'll never forget, there's good people all around. The world's pretty small and we all need a hand. Someone to lean on, somewhere to stand. When all's said and done, we can find common ground. We can find common ground. And I've come to know good people all around.
The show's composer says the idea for this song, Good People, came from reggae.
Bob Marley popped into mind.
When my town succeeds, we all get a lift. Return investment, an ongoing gift. Helping each other is the way we're united.
Tyler Campbell is an English teacher at Lakeland High School up the street. He composed the show's 5 songs and was inspired by one of the masters of American musical theater,
Stephen Sondheim, who says content dictates form. And I really took that to heart when I started to write these songs.
Take the song Be There.
No one cares how much you know, until they know how much you care.
And it's about one of Jenkins' life mottos. So Campbell combined gospel with a certain Broadway hit.
Think Newsies, but with bag boys. Thankfully, I had a good point of reference. My grandfather's been in Christian radio for a long time, so gospel is familiar.
To make a real difference, you've got to be there. You've got to be there.
Be there.
There's no in between. You've got to be there.
Be there.
Matthew Word played Publix founder George Jenkins.
When I go and say, and the best way to do that is to be there. And right when I said that, everyone who is involved with Publix is going to know.
Don't you have more important things to be doing?
Actually, the most important thing to me is making sure my workers feel valued. And the best way to do that is to be there.
It only begins if you get out and be there.
Word is 14. He says playing Jenkins made him see the supermarket differently.
Now that I go into the store, I see all the impact that he had on everyone who's working there. Everyone's always smiling. Everyone's always trying to help others. And that all comes from the philanthropic legacy of George Jenkins.
There is a soundtrack for When You Dream, a musical inspired by Publix, but you can't buy it at Publix or anywhere else. It's archived at the Harrison School for the Arts in Lakeland.
When all said and done,
I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
When we help each other, everyone wins. That's when we know community begins. So stand up and join us, no time to sit down. No time to sit down now. I've come to know good people all around.
Good people all around.
You can see some photos and videos from When You Dream at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.